This episode of the Out of Bounds podcast is brought to you by Fisher's Keys. This is episode number 93 with Sierra Schaefer from Powder Magazine. I'm your host, Adam Jabber, and this is the Out of Bounds podcast, if you didn't know that already. Sierra is the editor-in-chief at Powder Magazine, which is one of the foremost ski magazines in the industry. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's kind of a big deal. Really enjoyed this conversation. Usually by the end of the trade show where we did this interview, I'm super shot and I like don't even feel like doing interviews at this point, but I had a ton of energy for this. I was just in pretty good spirits and I actually really enjoyed this. Like I had a good time doing this interview and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. You can check out Sierra on Instagram at Sierra_time. Same thing on Twitter and Powder Magazine. If you don't follow Powder Magazine, that's some of the best content that you can get on the old interwebs. It's just at Powder Magazine. Sorry. Before we jump into the episode, I just wanted to thank one sponsor for today. Sawatch Hemp is our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Sawatch makes some of the best CBD products that are available at the moment and for the foreseeable future and forever, hopefully. They make everything from the rub-ons, the salves, the tinctures, the soft gels. I mean, they make everything. We're trying to work out a way to do a giveaway for them. It just Instagram keeps blocking it because it has the name hemp in it, so they keep blocking any giveaway I try to do for some reason, which is not what we want. We want people to actually get an opportunity to get some free CBD, so stay tuned for that. We will try our best to make that happen. Because their stuff is awesome, and I really want you guys to have an opportunity to try it. If giveaways aren't your thing, and you got some money in your pocket, go to www.sawatch.co, and you can buy their stuff right there. It comes to you super fast, and you can use promo code OUTOFBOUNDS to save 15% off on your purchase. And yeah, thank you to Sawatch for continuing to sponsor this show. They're one of my favorite sponsors. They're super easy to deal with, and Evan's a great dude. All right, episode number 93 is right here. Be sure to leave us a review on iTunes if you get the chance. It helps the show a ton. We want to keep growing this thing as much as possible. I really enjoy doing it. I would love to keep doing it for a while. Yeah, 5 stars. Get after it. Enjoy episode 93. Thanks.
Sierra, who are you? What do you do? Tell the people a little bit about yourself, I guess, right?
Yeah. My name is Sierra Schaefer, okay. And I am the editor of Powder Magazine.
Okay.
And we are based in Carlsbad, California.
Okay.
But I'm not really there much in the winter.
Yeah.
Obviously, since
on the road.
It's at the beach.
Yeah.
The ski magazine office.
yeah, that doesn't seem like a great...
The ski at the sea. But yeah, so I'm on the road a ton for the winter and skiing and traveling and coming to trade shows.
Seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
It seems like fun, though.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
This is my fifth year. Sixth, maybe?
Sick.
Fifth or sixth year at Powder.
Okay.
And this is my first complete year as the editor.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what does that mean exactly? Like, what does the editor do? Like, I don't think people know that. Like, people see these job titles. Like, I was joking with Spencer Harkins yesterday and he was like, all these LinkedIn jokes or like all these LinkedIn like profiles and job titles and all this shit. Like, nobody knows what any of it means.
Well, I always say that a job title doesn't matter while you have the job. It matters when you go to get the next one.
Yeah.
Because it sounds cool or whatever. It gives you leverage or something. But I think, especially in the ski industry, like the teams are so tight and small, and whether that's media or that's a brand or a ski shop, whatever, like everyone's wearing so many hats and pulling their weight and then some. So the titles are kind of can be arbitrary. But I guess in my case, I am the like overarching decision maker of what happens at Powder. And we have 4 issues a year that come out in print.
Okay.
Plus a special gear guide. And then we also have a daily website.
Okay.
And we have Powder Productions, which is our in-house video studio. Okay. We started several years ago. And we've got the largest social media audience in all of ski media.
Sick.
So that's kind of the pieces of what I manage. But so it's a lot of content. It's people management. It's budgets.
Yeah.
Sorry if I owe you money, if you're listening, I'm working on it. But it's, you know, it's getting writers paid and it's finding the writers and then just making sure our team and our staff are supported and all of the projects they're doing and the pieces they manage as well. So
that sounds like
it's way more. It's funny. It's way more business and management than it is really editorial and writing, which is interesting because the way that media works, I guess, at least at Powder, I think a lot of magazines, is you kind of climb the ranks, right? You start out like writing.
Right.
You write more and you write bigger and you write, you know, bigger projects and kind of take that on. And somehow that elevates you eventually to being qualified as an editor or something, which actually is pretty far removed from the skill set that got you there.
Right.
So it's a big learning curve, I think, for a lot of us. And it's really interesting the way that that setup happens.
What was the biggest struggle for you, like, stepping into that position?
When I came into the role last year, it was after our company was bought.
Okay.
And a lot of changes happened internally with staff and just, you know, our staff went down in size.
Okay.
And I lost the opportunity to work with a lot of the people I had been working with over the last few years that kind of I came up behind. They all of a sudden weren't there and they had gotten me to that place.
Yeah.
But then they were not around anymore, at least in a day-to-day, you know, context of like working with them.
Yeah.
And so to lose that collaboration of people I really respected and had been working with for years was really tough, and just trying to do more with less, right? I mean, that's that's not unique to Powder. That's a, I think, a challenge that a lot of companies in the ski industry and the outdoor industry struggle with. It's like, at one time or another, we've all gone through corporate changes or buyouts or staff changes or budget cuts, and trying to do more with less, or at least figure out what you can do with what you have and kind of still meet the same standard that you're used to.
Right.
So that was challenging for me for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The more with less thing is definitely a theme, I think, in the ski industry. It's like, every, like you said, everybody wears a million hats and everybody kind of tries to figure out how to make this, like, because from the outside, I think people think that this industry is like huge, you know,
right.
And it's so like, it's just so strange and so like foreign to everybody, but like, it's not, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
It's very small.
Very small bubble, but that's been one of the coolest parts about working in this industry is the relationships I've made with people that have worked at Powder, or have worked at other brands, or our writers, our photographers. Like, it's such good people.
Yeah.
And whether they've, you know, left the industry or they're at a different brand or they're at a different magazine, like, those relationships have really lasted.
Yeah.
And just a lot of support, I think, because we're all really in it together.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people here.
Yeah, it's a very passion-driven industry, I think, because, like, otherwise there's other industries you could go into and get paid more money and not do this.
Yeah, no one here is getting rich.
No, for sure. I mean, who knows? But I'm not for sure, so I would imagine that's pretty similar across the board.
Yeah, I mean, we do it because we love it and because we're around good people all the time, and sometimes we get to go skiing and not be at our computers occasionally.
Yeah, that's a plus for sure. Yeah, I try to, that's like the main reason I started a podcast, I think, was because I was like, I need to go skiing more. And like, working at a ski shop or running a ski shop, you don't, like, in the actual industry on the hard goods side, you like don't ski.
Yeah. It's, well, it's like, funny just walking around, you know, the trade show floor, talking to people and who are creating these products and the gear that allow everybody else to go skiing. But it's like, oh yeah, I've had one Powder day this year. Oh, I've,
yeah,
you know, and I've been fortunate to ski a lot this winter. But it, you know, it's a balance, right? There's weeks at a time where it feels like I don't see the sun.
Yeah.
So. but yeah, that's a pretty nice perk, I would say.
So one of the main things I get asked on the show is like, how can I get involved in the industry? Like, how can I kind of like break into it? And like, we always, and you're not the only one, talk about like it being a bubble kind of. Mm-hmm. How do you recommend people get involved in the industry more?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, this was an industry And Powder was a publication that I had wanted to work for a long time.
Okay.
And I have, you know, a background in journalism and had worked for several newspapers and was not writing about skiing at all. I was living in LA and editing a newspaper up there, and at one point started to see this woman's name, her byline, show up in a lot of different publications that I was reading, Outside and Backpacker and Powder, and I saw her byline all the time, and I was like, man, she's really killing it. She's doing what I want to be doing, and I found her on the internet, as you can.
Yeah.
and Megan Michelson. Okay. So she's an incredible, incredible writer, just like really professional. I'm really fortunate to work with her, and the industry is better for her being part of it, for sure. But I reached out to her, and I just said, hey, here's what I'm doing. You're doing what I want to be doing. Can we talk?
Yeah.
And she was so gracious, and she, you know, picked up the phone, and we talked for like 2 hours one day, and she was like, hey, you know, here's what I did. Here's how I got to where I got, and helped me with pitching, and just kind of gave me some of the right names of people to talk to. And shortly after that, Powder opened up an assistant editor position, and she had a really great relationship with the editor at the time and kind of threw my name in the hat. And I think that was huge. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of resumes to sort through, and hiring's difficult. So if you can have someone vouch for you or just at least elevate your name, that's huge. So I would just say, like, reach out and be conversational and be open to admitting that you do want in. I think a lot of times it's easy to say, like, to your friends and stuff, like, oh, yeah, that's my dream to work in the ski industry or to work at Powder or whatever. But if you kind of put on the, like, cool guy front of, like, oh, yeah, whatever, then no one knows you're looking or that you want it, you know? But, like, I know when I'm hiring and when I'm looking for writers to work with, like, the people that come to mind are the ones who I know have been, like, really excited about it or really eager or, you know, but if I think that you're super busy or super cool or I have no idea that you're interested, then it's going to be, you're not going to come to mind as quickly maybe.
And you're not going to chase it, right? Like,
right.
There's a million people that want these kind of jobs.
Right.
So, I mean, at least in theory, I don't know. I have no idea. So we're an outdoor retailer.
Yes.
What do you do at the show? Like, what's the show like? I think people are going to get some good insight on the show this week because it's been, obviously it's a topic because I've been here wandering.
Right.
It's an easy thing to talk about.
Yeah. So it's madness for about 3 days straight.
Yeah.
And I was like checking my step count last night to see how many miles I've gotten in, you know?
Yeah. It's ridiculous, isn't
it's
it?
It's like 8 miles within just a large building, just walking in circles. But, for me, it's the chance to get FaceTime with a lot of the brands that we work with in terms of our product testing.
Yeah.
So our, you know, our different gear guides, our, you know, our hard goods guide, accessories, apparel, and all the brands that work on those products, kind of find out what's new from them coming down the line so that we can have a heads up on that and make sure we're getting those products in front of our gear testers so that they can be creating content for us, for our readers about gear. Our readers are super gear hungry. They want to know what's new and what's next. But I mean, a lot of these people too, like I said, I've had, you know, 5-6 year relationships with the people that work at these brands, and it's kind of just nice to see your friends.
Yeah.
And part of it's work, and, you know, for our sales team, they're signing deals and advertising and figuring that out. And on the editorial side, I'm more working on content ideas and things we can create. But, you know, we send about a bazillion emails every week.
Yeah.
It's nice to just see someone in person and just say, hey, how are you? You know, like, tell me about the last time you went skiing. Like, how's your family?
Yeah. Just like a real chat.
Yeah. Just like a real heart to heart with these people and kind of, it's just like, it's like a reunion every year.
Yeah.
Seeing your friends.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things I think about it. It's like you actually get to hang out with people that you may only actually see here. Like,
and
nowhere else. Like, it's a very nice, like, way to create a community, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I kind of bitch and moan about it, like, it is
Oh,
nice.
It's crazy. I mean, we're all here commiserating together, but we all know how lucky we are.
Oh, for sure.
To be here as well, so.
I think anybody in this building would tell you that. Yeah, we'll see what goes on with that. How do you think the show's going to change, I guess, down the line? It seems like I've got a feeling like the show is going to become less important to retailers and more important to media over the, and I think that's the case now anyway, but you know, there is still a ton of retailers that show up, but not many people. It's like a bunch of kicking tires kind of, it seems like.
Yeah. I can't really speak to the retail side of it. I'm not super familiar with that.
Yeah.
But I know that this event is a huge cost to brands.
It's it's ridiculous.
It's really expensive. And you know, within Ski Media, we're all kind of fighting for the same slice of the pie.
Yeah.
And I would rather the brands be able to give their dollars to us to have pages in the magazine so that we can tell really great stories, you know?
Yeah.
But I know that there's kind of this, you have to be here in a way. So.
Do you though? Like, I know.
Yeah,
see,
I don't know.
Like, cause like Rozzy's not upstairs anymore, right? Right. Like they bailed out. Are they even here?
They're downstairs somewhere. Yeah, I met with them yesterday in the basement.
It's totally different. But I mean, they're saving money by being downstairs and like kind of pulling out. And like it happened in Bike a few years ago where like people were like, Interbike is, it's just too high of an expense, right? And they just like started pulling out of that shit. So I'm like, I'm wondering what, cause there's gotta be a better way you can spend a couple hundred.
Well, so here's my
bucks.
Idea.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time at Aspen in the winter, and I think that we should have the trade show there.
Okay.
And everyone gets their own gondola.
Okay.
And then, so the gondola at Ajax, it's about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you would get in, you know, I'd get in at the bottom with one brand. We would ride to the top, have a 15-minute meeting.
Yeah.
And then I would ski down.
Yeah.
And then I would get in a new one.
Yeah.
So I would be skiing all day and, you know, having the FaceTime. So
I think this is a good idea.
Shout out to Aspen Ski Co. You guys can host this next year.
I hope so. Like, I hope that's a real thing.
And then
that's
so a combo of the demo, too. So you get in. They're like, hey, here's our new ski. Here's our new boot. And you're like, great. I'm going to take it for a rip.
Yeah.
You get out, ski down, drop it back off, get in a new box.
Yeah. I like
just an idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think we should do it. I think we should do it. I think it's a real thing. But the problem is there's so many freaking people here. You know, like, I don't know that they'd be, I mean, do you think they'd actually be able to handle doing the show there?
Maybe it'd have to be a couple days.
Yeah, it'd have to be, more than,
I don't know.
More than one. I don't know. I think it's a good
idea.
There
could be snacks. They have free hot chocolate there, so.
That's,
I don't know. It
Aspen's
sounds
fucking
good
beautiful.
To me.
Like, it's about as nice as it gets.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what are some of the struggles that you go through, like, being a magazine? Like, how do you, or being an editor of a magazine, how do you manage all of the different content that's out there, and how do you guys stay relevant? Because like print, like the common phrase that you hear a lot is that print is dead. Obviously it's not dead. Like
it's
definitely not. People like to hold something in their hand and open and flip
through.
Yeah,
the magazine's beautiful, and I love going to people's houses and seeing it, you know, sit on their coffee table, even though I know that that issue is a year old.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep it around.
Yeah.
The covers are amazing. I mean, it's not just our magazine. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah.
What
do you guys do differently that makes it like, that makes you relevant, I guess?
We don't write about pro athletes. that sets us apart for better or for worse. But, you know, I think Powder has this incredible legacy of talking to real skiers and writing about real skiers. And it's, we try not to write about ourselves and write about the ski industry, but more the people that, you know, support this whole industry by being skiers and by going skiing. And I think those are the stories that we want to find. And there's just so many incredible communities and amazing characters and people who are so dedicated and so passionate about this sport, and they love it so much. And that's who I want to focus on, and that's who I want to celebrate, and that's who I think, you know, those are kind of the, it's great to read stories about kind of big wild expeditions to go skiing far, far away, and it's great to have those aspirational, you know, stories, but I think what's really inspirational too is to read about the people that live in Chicago and ski at Buck Hill, and, you know, and it's not good.
Yeah.
And they know that. They're not ignorant, but they love it, and they're out there every day, and they're, you know, they're really skiing, and people that have the rope toes in their backyard in Vermont, or, you know, the LA ski scene. There's like all these great communities of people who are so passionate about it.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with the ski industry per se.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't buy new gear every year. They're just like, they're out there.
Yeah, or they do, but they don't work in the industry. You
right.
know, they're like, they're real skiers.
Yeah.
That's
cool. I mean, that's what a lot of people want to hear too, is like, and that's more relatable to a lot of people too.
Yeah.
you know, like it's,
it is. I mean, most people, yeah, most people don't work in skiing.
Yeah, that's true.
We're here for them,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's just, it's important to me that Powder holds on to that and keeps celebrating kind of that really soulful part of our culture.
Mm. I think you're right. You got a bunch of questions from people.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad someone wrote in a question.
More than
hi,
someone.
Hi, Mom.
More than someone. I don't know if Mom did. I don't. We'll find out, I guess. All right. Jamie Walter, JWalter1337 wants to know, who are some of the other badass women in ski media that you admire?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
How long do we have?
As long as you want.
Gosh, there's so many awesome women that I get to work with. And was the question about ski media?
Ski media.
Okay. Because there's also a ton of incredible women at a lot of these brands that I'm really fortunate to work with,
you can
too.
Feel free to chat out. Yeah. That's his question, not mine. I mean, you feel free.
Yeah. Kim Beekman.
Okay.
She was the editor of Ski Ing, RIP.
Okay.
She's an incredible writer. Megan Michelson, who I mentioned, who I totally owe all of this to. She, like, opened the door for me, which was awesome. I'm trying, let me, are you going to edit this, right?
Yeah, kind of. Maybe not. Who knows?
I got to look at my list. We're not live.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not live, so you don't need to, like, really time crunch. Yeah, we'll just have dead air for a minute. I mean, hey. That's,
sorry, downtime.
Yeah, that's basically.
I just don't want to forget anyone because there's so many good people.
No, you just, you rattle off as many as you want.
I got a list.
You have a list ready to go?
Well, on my phone.
Did you know about this question?
No, I didn't. I just talked to them all. Oh, okay. So. Heather Hansman. She kicks ass.
Okay.
She's one of our senior contributors.
Okay.
She wrote a book this year. I cannot imagine writing a book. That would be so hard.
That must be so stressful.
She wrote an incredible book about water, the future of water in the West.
Okay.
Abby Baronian.
Okay.
She was an intern at Powder years ago, and she is an editor at Outside Magazine now, but probably one of the best writers I've ever worked with.
Okay.
Claire Menzel, one of our senior contributors. So incredibly talented. She's based out of Whitefish. She wrote this incredible piece this year about an Amish ski community in Montana.
That's, I think I saw that.
Actually. One of the most phenomenal pieces that Powder's written in years. And only Powder would write that story, and I'm so proud of her. She wrote the Lindsey Vonn story that we had on our cover of the December issue. She's really incredible. I used to work with this woman named Katie Cruikshank. She works at Outside now as well, but she used to kind of run the business side of Powder years ago, and she was just an incredible support to me. And it's, I think it's important to recognize those people that don't have bylines but make the magazines possible too. Gosh, there's so many, but those are some of my top ones. And then, yeah, I could just go on and on. There's so many.
There's so many. And that's good though, right? Like, I mean, that's awesome. Like, that's what people want to hear, I think.
Yeah. We need more.
There's, hopefully it just keeps growing, right? Like, I mean, that's the goal,
that's
I think.
That's the goal.
Is there
total world domination.
Are you seeing a bump lately in the amount of female writers and contributors that are in other magazines too and not just Powder?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of strong female voices in a lot of media. I mean, even so, Powder's part of a, you know, a group of magazines, and even in our office in Carlsbad, the editor of Bike Magazine, Nicole Formosa, and then Ashton Douglas is an editor at Surfer.
Okay.
And there's just a bunch of rad, rad women that are kind of stepping up and taking the lead, and
awesome.
It's been great to see.
Renee McCurds wants to know, biggest struggle of being a woman in the ski industry? Or is it a struggle?
That's a good question. It's really fun most of the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Feels like you're holding back.
No, I'm just trying to think. Like, there are struggles. There are challenges. But it's not this... I would say it's more like in the professional space.
Yeah.
Just, you know, oftentimes you're the only woman in the room.
Yeah.
And that can be challenging because it is often that I feel like my actions are going to reflect on all women in the ski industry. Whereas I think men have a little more freedom to be like, do and say what they want, and it's just reflective of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're the one woman in the room or at the table, what you do is reflective of, you know, all women ever that ever walk the planet, kind of thing.
Right.
Like carrying, just, you know, casually carrying the weight of your entire gender in your actions. And so that can be challenging because my experience isn't everyone's experience.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to speak for other women. I want to speak for myself and for myself as a person and a skier and an editor. And so just sometimes being the only one and feeling like you're responsible for the big picture, I think, can be really challenging.
That's kind of also a bummer, though.
Also, you know what's challenging about being a woman in the ski industry? Finding gear that fits, especially apparel.
Yeah.
We got to size up.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Big time.
What can be changed?
You need to make gear that fits more women.
Yeah.
You know, we're not all the same size.
Yeah.
And we're excluding a lot of people from participating because they don't have pants that fit, which is absurd.
Yeah, that's dumb. It seems like that should have been addressed a long time ago.
Yeah,
like, it's actually amazing that in 2020 we're talking about that.
I mean, a lot of brands are like max out at like an XL, which is like a 10 or a 12.
Yeah.
And most women aren't that size.
Yeah.
And some are. And fuck yeah, that's great. Sorry. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. For sure. Yeah, I do it all the time. I'm trying to do it less. I've been good today. But
but yeah, we need to be more inclusive in sizing.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I also don't think that... I'm hoping that, like, down the line, like, no woman or guy has to feel like they're carrying the weight of their gender. Like, that seems like... That seems ridiculous, right? Like, I mean, that seems so nuts.
That might just be me. I don't know.
Maybe, but if that's the case, I hope that weight is lifted off you sooner than later because that sounds so stressful.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Origin Wall, is working in the snow media industry actually worth it?
Yes.
I think you got that question as well.
Yes, it is. It's the best... Working for Powder is the best thing that has ever happened to me professionally.
Yeah.
It's affected my personal life hugely as well. And I love it. And I'm so fortunate. And it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I really am still glad to be here.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah. I don't think it being hard is a bad thing. Some things should be.
Yeah. I mean, there's hard, like, where it's challenging and that the kind of challenging that leads to growth. And then there's hard where, like, God, this just feels impossible. And today it sucks.
Yeah.
But I would say those days are far outweighed by the days that are really awesome. And we get to create really great products and tell incredible stories and occasionally go skiing and call it work. So
yeah,
it's definitely worth it.
Last one for you. Ben White Skis wants to know, what's the best day of skiing you can ever remember? If you're picking one.
Wow.
Maybe two.
Best day ever. Gosh. Okay. I have two.
Okay. Two's fine.
I think I remember, well, I'll start with the first day I ever skied with the Powder staff when I first got hired.
Okay.
It wasn't that it was particularly like the conditions weren't, you know, over the top or anything. It was just like a great day of skiing.
Yeah.
But it was like my moment of being like, holy shit, I work for Powder Magazine. We're all skiing together.
This is real.
This is my job.
Yeah.
These people are awesome. I'm so pumped right now. And it was just kind of this like defining moment for me professionally of like, this is it. I did it. I'm in the mix.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And that was up at Whistler years ago. And then, which was also really cool, it was the first time we'd skied at Whistler.
And the place,
Blackcomb, is awesome. And then 2 years ago in April, I had a total sneaker storm day with some really good friends at Snowbird.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just hiking around, skiing, like overhead powder. It was the first time I like fully choked on snow because it was so deep.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you can't breathe. It was flying down your throat because you're just like laughing so hard, you know? And it wasn't for work and it was just with friends and it was like unexpected. It was like late April.
Yeah.
we were supposed to go on a desert trip and it started snowing and we're like, ah, oh, maybe we should go up to Snowbird.
Go skiing.
And we just got hammered and it was awesome. And it was one of the best days I can remember for sure.
Yeah, that sounds about as good as it gets, right?
Yeah. Like,
that's rad.
Yep.
Well, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Where can people find you online? Where can people find Powder online? Tell the people.
Yeah, so you can subscribe to a year of the Skiers magazine.
Okay.
Delivered to your door at powder.com.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can subscribe to the magazine there. You can check out our website there. You know, we have a pretty strong, actually a really strong Instagram, Facebook, Twitter presence.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's less exciting.
Yeah.
Sometimes funny.
I think Twitter's funny. Your tweet the other day about the outfits here.
Yeah.
Was a good one.
The outfits.
That was a good one.
There's like a couple, you know, today I'm in my last day of the trade show sweatpants uniform.
Yeah.
I'm kind of trying to go for like more of the snowboard stees.
Yeah.
Look. But I started off the week with kind of more of an influencer.
Yeah.
Felt hat inspired look.
Yeah.
So really trying to cover all.
All the bases.
All the uniforms. Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, follow you on Twitter. Follow you on whatever else.
DM me.
Yeah, slide in. beautiful. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, we'll talk
to you guys soon. That was episode 93 with Sierra Schaefer. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I did for sure. You can follow her on Instagram at Sierra_time and also follow Powder Magazine at Powder Magazine. On all the social medias. Let me know what you thought of this episode. You can shoot me an email. It's just adam@outofpodcast.com. Shoot me a DM @outofpodcast on all the socials. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next episode. Hopefully with, I'm trying to put the Spencer Harkins episode out, but it's very difficult because it's very complicated to cut and make sound good. Because we did it in a van and with the door open outside of the convention center. We had a desk, though. That was cool. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon, either with Spencer Harkins or Jenna Kuklinski. All right. Bye.